So you cannot be a Catholic in good standing and believe in reincarnation.
So Katie Holmes' parents are probably really do hate Tom Cruise then.
I think they're very upset about what's being done to their daughter, yes.
So they believe, okay, now I don't know a whole lot about Scientology, but the little bit that I have heard over the past week, it's, you know, they start talking, I don't really pay much attention to all that kind of stuff, but the, you know, who's having babies and who's nailing who and all that celebrity garbage, but I'll tell you what, man, the Scientology stuff kind of piqued my interest because they started talking about aliens and all sorts of stuff. We'll get into that in a minute, but so they believe in that they are all reincarnated from people, or give me a brief overview, and then we can get into some of the specifics of stuff.
Well, the interesting thing about Scientology is that they never tell you the whole story. They tell you a little bit at a time to suck you in. So when you walk in the door, they'll present themselves as a self-improvement group. They'll downplay the whole religion aspect and say, oh, we have courses that'll help you communicate better, make you more efficient, make you happier. And then as you get a little deeper in, they have this kind of quack therapy called Dianetics, which is Hubbard's version of psychotherapy, or Ron Hubbard's version. And when you get into that, then you discover that, well, not only do you need therapy for all the bad stuff that happened to you this lifetime, but you're a spiritual and immortal being, and you need therapy for all the bad stuff that happened in all your past lives, too.
Now, how long have the, you know, so Tom Cruise believes he's been reincarnated, more than once, I guess, or how old is his spirit or whatever?
Well, all of us are supposed to be many billions, even trillions of years old.
Oh, that's a lot of baggage, man.
Yeah.
You have to spend your whole life in therapy then. Jeez.
And you pay by the hour.
Yeah. Now, this guy, L. Ron Hubbard, who created Scientology, I could just go out and create a religion, right? I mean, what credentials did this guy have?
He's a science fiction writer, but he's also, I think, one of the greatest con men of the 20th century.
Wow.
And anybody can create a religion, but it's not so easy to get followers. So where Hubbard's genius was in figuring out how to suck people in, what buttons to push, what to tell them, how to manipulate them. Scientology is brilliant at this. They're really very, very good at it. I have to give them credit for that. They can't deliver what they promise. They will not make you an all-powerful being with power over matter, energy, space, and time, or MEST, as they call it. But they will empty your bank accounts and run up your credit cards and possibly drive you to suicide.
So, okay,
now,
what about this silent birth thing? Katie Holmes, you know, I saw Tom Cruise with Diane Sawyer, and he goes, well, you know, that's not really entirely true. And he's trying to downplay the silent birth thing. Is that true that she couldn't make any noise and no one around her can make any noise after birth or during birth?
Yeah, you know, Hubbard said a lot of crazy stuff, and since his theories were never tested, people just are free to, you know, accept it or ignore it. If you're a member of the Scientology, you take what Hubbard said as true. But in this case, I don't think even the Scientologists take it that seriously. He did say specifically no talking. They're not so concerned about noise, but they're concerned about talking because Hubbard teaches that everything that you hear is recorded. And so even the baby in the womb hears his parents talking and records what they say. And
in their brain, you mean?
That can cause neuroses later on.
Maybe maybe that's why I have problems. My mom talked to me when I was a baby. So now Tom Cruise also said that he cured his asthma through Scientology, and that Scientology can cure diseases. He can also cure people of their heroin addiction in 3 days. Tell me about what they believe that they can cure diseases and stuff.
They have made these claims in the past, and they've gotten in a lot of trouble for it. What they claim is that a lot of disease is really psychosomatic. And of course, they're not going to say that a broken arm can be cured by Scientology. Something that's clearly an acute problem, they'll send you to the doctor. But for chronic problems, which are difficult to treat, things like asthma, arthritis, chronic back pain, they tell people that, well, it's really psychosomatic. It's not a physical problem, and that our auditing, that's their term for their therapy, we can help you with that. And so something that they're really good at is convincing people that their technology works. It doesn't mean the technology does work, but if you join Scientology and you get sucked into the cult mindset, then you come to believe that it works. And so I'm sure Tom Cruise believes that Scientology cured his dyslexia and is responsible for his not getting cold and so on. But that's the one thing that their technology really is good at, is convincing people that it works, even if it doesn't.
And auditing is what now?
Auditing is their brand of therapy. It's sort of like psychotherapy in that you talk to the therapist is called an auditor in Scientology, and they a lot of it has to do with recall of past incidents in your current life or in your past life. Some of it's done with a device called an e-meter, which is short for the Hubbard electropsychometer.
Oh, God.
Think of it as a really crude lie detector. You hold these electrodes in your hands, and it measures skin resistance. And they believe that the e-meter lets you see a thought, as they put it. And so you go through these long lists of questions while you're holding these electrodes, and the auditor looks at the needle on this meter, and then needle's bouncing around, and there's like 20 different kinds of needle reads that they learn to recognize that mean different things. And it's a lot of mumbo-jumbo, but people who are not scientifically knowledgeable, they get impressed by this.
Now, Dave Turetsky's on the phone. He is an expert in Scientology, and now this is the most interesting. This is why I wanted to get you on here, because Tom Cruise is some sort of level 7 something or other, and there's only 8 levels in Scientology, and apparently he is almost a god now, I think. I think he literally believes that. But first of all, tell me what these levels are that Scientology has. You start off at a 1 or what?
You start off as what they call raw meat. When you first walk in the door, you're raw meat. And there's a whole chart. It's called the grade chart in Scientology that has all the levels spelled out. And the upper levels are called operating Satan or OT levels. And a Satan is Scientology's term for the spirit. And so before you get to the OT levels, there are many, many courses you have to go through and several $100,000 you have to pay to work your way up what they call the bridge to total freedom. And along the way on this bridge, there's a state called clear, which was supposed to be what Dianetics was about. The book Dianetics that Hubbard published in 1950 was all about how to go clear. And according to Hubbard, clears have perfect memory, they don't need glasses, they never get colds, they're cured of all these chronic diseases like asthma and arthritis and so on. The problem is that people enrolled in Scientology and they went clear and they still had to wear glasses. They still got sick. And so he did the obvious right thing, which is, well, invent some more levels.
Yeah, you got to put some more. You got to clear, and that doesn't work. You got to add some more levels on top of that, right?
Right. So he invented these operating Satan levels, and the idea is that if you're a true operating Satan, that means that you've recovered your spiritual nature, and you have power over matter, energy, space,
and
time.
So Tom Cruise is a Thetan level 7.
Level 7.
Okay,
right.
What does that mean he can do, or what does it mean that he believes?
Well, he can't do a damn thing, unfortunately.
Well, what does he believe he can do?
Here's what he believes. Starting at level OT3, OT3 is called the Wall of Fire in Scientology. Let me just tell you what it's like to do OT3. When you're finally permitted to do OT3, you have been a loyal Scientologist for years. You have gone through many hundreds, perhaps thousands of hours of auditing. You have disclosed every minute detail of your personal life, every sexual experience you ever had, every petty crime you ever committed, and it's all been written down, and it's in these files called PC folders that the church owns that you may never look at or get back. And finally, when you've demonstrated your loyalty and paid enough money, you are permitted to do OT3. You have to go through a security check as well to make sure that you have no bad thoughts about L. Ron Hubbard. But if you pass the security check, you're taken into a room with a locked, alarmed filing cabinet, and they will disable the alarm and take out a folder. They lay it on the table. They lock you in the room. And after you're locked inside, you are allowed to open the cover of the folder and read the OT3 document. And this is when you learn that you are possessed by the spirits of murdered space aliens who were murdered by Xenu, the evil galactic overlord, recently featured on South Park.
So Tom Cruise believes that he has been invaded by the spirit of an alien, right?
Thousands of murdered space aliens. All of us are infested with these. They're like spiritual lice. And what you learn on OT3 is that you can make contact with these space aliens. They teach you a technique You make telepathic contact with these space aliens, and you rid yourself of them one at a time.
And there's no doubt that Tom Cruise believes this, right? I mean, he believes that he's infested with the space aliens and all that sort of stuff. So
why would you divulge all that information to one person, and you'll never get that back?
It's on record,
yeah,
too.
You're a celebrity.
Because he's a nutcase. That's why. He was brainwashed by these people. Dave Turetsky is an expert in Scientology. 312-591-9254. Okay, so that's level three.
Right. Now, at the end of OT3, which may take you weeks or months to complete, you finish OT3 when you can't find any more space aliens. So you believe that you're now free of them. You're rid of their bad influence. And so you attest to OT3. They give you a nice certificate suitable for framing. And now, unfortunately, you're not really any more powerful than you were before. But you're told that, well, you know, OT3 is just the beginning, and there are levels above this. And so you pay some more tens of thousands of dollars, and you discover that, well, you didn't really get rid of all the space aliens. You only got rid of the ones who were awake. But some of them were asleep, and some of them had a drug problem, and some of them have other problems. And so you need to do OT4 and OT5 and OT6. And even on OT7, you're still dealing with space aliens.
So OT7, how long does it take to get up to that level where Tom Cruise is right now?
Well, starting from OT3, I think the rates of progress vary quite a bit. It could be months. It could be several years.
So you've gotten death threats from the Scientologists, haven't you?
I've gotten legal threats. They have not been foolish enough to make death threats.
They've
stalked me, but they have not made death threats.
What do you mean they stalk you?
Oh, we have five investigators following me around. They took photos of my house and my car and put them on the web.
Ooh.
They've gone after I work at a university at Carnegie Mellon, and they've gone on campus. We've had several private investigators thrown off campus by the university police. They've harassed other university employees who know me. They're pretty annoyed with me.
So they don't. They obviously don't like you. Debbie, good morning. You're on Rover's Morning Glory with Dave Turetsky. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have personal experience. Let's see, 35 years ago, I would say, I was in a bad stage of my life. I went to live with some cousins in San Diego. All four of those cousins were, actually three of them were very deep into Scientology. Their father, an immigrant who had a life savings of God knows how many hundreds of thousands of dollars, it disappeared because these guys started going to the church, supposedly, and it didn't get them anywhere. My uncle's rolling in his grave, and Scientology is that much more
richer. Yeah, but
he got
rid of the sleeping aliens, though. That's well worth the hundreds of thousands of dollars to become an OT3.
You don't understand. He didn't go. It was his kids.
Oh, his kids. I got you. Okay.
They thought if I went, I would be able to get help for my bad period of life. And so I did. I went and I started their first program and bought their first book. And I came down with a cold. And at that time, I was like kind of getting skeptical. You know, they kept telling me it's not a religion. I'm Jewish, and it was a big deal in my family. My parents were freaking out. I questioned it, and I said, you know, I don't think this is for me. And they pulled me into a room, and this one guy kept saying, you need to stay. You can't leave. You have a cold, and it's being caused by all the negative aura around you. And I kept saying, it's a virus. What are you talking about? And the guy's like, no, it's being caused by negativity, and you need to keep going on with this course. My cousins kept giving money. I'm not sure how involved they are anymore. I think a couple of them have left. They were threatened by their wives. If they didn't, goodbye, you know. Wow. So,
but it's very, obviously, it's very expensive. Now, all right, Dave, I have to go in a second, but...
Who gets the money?
Celebrity? Well, I don't. Oh, the church does, I guess.
So
I don't
the church.
Know. Some guy must be the head of this thing, making
well,
a lot
Ron
of money.
Ron Hubbard.
Huh?
Did his son kill himself?
I'm sorry.
Did Ron Hubbard's son kill himself?
One of them did. Yes, Quentin Hubbard, who was gay, is believed he committed suicide. Although there's some possibility that he was murdered.
Who gets all the money, Dave?
The lawyers get the money. the lawyers and the private investigators. And the current head of Scientology is a guy named David Miscavige. He's a high school dropout who grew up in the cult. And he lives in a armed compound in Hemet, California. And the money goes to buy fancy real estate. It goes to support his lifestyle. It goes to pay the lawyers because they sue a lot of people, and to pay the private investigators.
Who do they sue?
Media. They sued Time Magazine.
I'm getting sued just for putting Dave on.
You may.
Why do they sue the media?
I don't know. For saying
disclosing
bad
stuff about the aliens.
Right. Xenu doesn't like that sort of stuff.
No. He frowns upon it. spaceship.
Hey, what about sex, Dave? Like, are a bunch of hot Scientologists, like, can I go out and, like, nail them, or do they have weird beliefs about sex?
Well, the funny thing about sex is that Hubbard was very homophobic, and he says throughout the Scientology literature that gays are deviant, and he calls them 1.1 on the tone scale, which is like a very low state. They're mentally deviant, and he expressed his disgust for them. And yet nowadays Scientology is trying to recruit gays. They're claiming that they have no policies against homosexuals, but if you ask them, how many Scientology staffers are gay? You know, you'll never get an answer. Or are Scientology staffers permitted to have sex if they're gay? They can't, because if you're a member of the C organization, which is their most elite group, you can only have sex if you're married. And of course, they don't provide a way to get married if you're gay.
How is Tom Cruise having sex and having babies if?
If he's not married, maybe he's OT7. I don't know if he's C.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's a public. He's not staff, and he's a celebrity. And there's separate rules for celebrities. They can do whatever they want.
Which is weird, because you're right. There are a lot of celebrities that are drawn.
Travolta.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why are these celebrities?
I have to go in like
30 seconds. Why are all these celebrities drawn to this, Dave?
A lot of them get in when they're very young. And they don't know any better. Tom Cruise barely graduated high school. John Travolta was a high school dropout. Kirstie Alley was a drug addict who got into Scientology through Narcanon, their bogus drug rehabilitation scam. The smart celebrities are not in Scientology. They get the dumb ones or the ones who are young and vulnerable.
Yeah.
All right. Dave Turetsky,
he is a
professor at Carnegie Mellon University, also an expert on Scientology. Thank you so much for being on. You have anything to plug, Dave? You have a book? You have anything?
Website?
Website.
Sure. If people want to learn more, the best website to go to is xenu.net. That's xenu.net.
All right. Thank you, Dave. A lot of people are going to head there thinking it's Xena the Princess Warrior, but it's xenu.net. Thank you so much for being on Rover's Morning Glory, Dave. I got to take a quick break. We have the sports update coming up in just a second. Shizzy's on the way, too. What do you have coming up, Doogie?
The person with the longest daily commute to get to work has been found. Every day, this guy drives 186 miles to work.